All right, I want to welcome everyone to this September 19th free teleseminar on my program, Write a Book with Me. I'm going to begin by giving you some background on the program, and then I'll open the call to questions. But just give me a second to mute everyone so you won't hear any background noise while the call's going on. And I'm just looking at what I need to do, so I press.
Conference muted.
All right. So I've done this because it will eliminate any background noise while I'm speaking, and I've had some callers who've told me in the past that they find this very distracting. I have to tell you that this is even harder for me than it is for you, because speaking to a crowd when I can't hear anyone breathing or responding or maybe even laughing to some of my incredibly lame jokes is really disconcerting. But I know the background noise can be distracting, so I'm happy to speak without that. And once I've finished my presentation and I'm opening the call to questions, then I will unmute it, and you'll all be able to ask me whatever questions you'd like. So I want to begin by telling you about how the application for this course is going to work. I'll be sending you all a recording of this call and a link to the application form within an hour of the end of the call. This is an important reminder that you can't be involved in this program simply by paying me money. You're going to have to apply to it. If you want to get the early bird pricing, you'll need to have applied and paid by Wednesday, September 25th. That's next Wednesday by 6 p.m. Pacific time. So if you're a real last-minute Lucy or last-minute Larry, then your deadline for the application is going to have to be 4 p.m. Pacific, and you'll need to sit by your computer waiting for my response, which I'll be able to give you within an hour, and then you'll have to be prepared to pay by 6 p.m. Pacific time if you get a positive answer from me. So if you're really interested in the program, I do suggest you apply as soon as possible, because the first 5 paid registrants will be able to email me 10 pages or 3,000 words of their manuscript at any point during the year, and I'll give them my feedback on it at no additional charge. So I hope that makes the application process clear. To recap that one last time, you apply, I get back to you, and if you're accepted, I'll send you an invoice by PayPal, which you can pay using PayPal or a credit card if you prefer. And the deadline for the early bird fee is Wednesday, September 25th, 6 p.m. Pacific. Okay, I needed to get those logistics out of the way early in the call, so thank you for putting up with that. Now what I'd like to do is tell you a little bit about the inspiration behind this program. Writing a book is daunting. I don't know how long you've thought about doing a book yourself, but I've often felt that the secrets to writing and publishing are kind of locked inside the covers of all the books that line my shelves. And if only there was a Harry Potter spell like Wingardium Radiosa that would reveal how to do it, life would be so much easier. So just to give you one simple example of one of the secrets of book writing and publishing, I think most of us know that books are long. But how many of us know exactly how many words are in a typical book? Now, I use this metaphor all the time. I don't climb any mountain unless I know what the elevation gain is going to be, measured in feet or meters. I just won't hike otherwise. And I also won't write unless I know what my word count is. So if you're wanting to write a book, the word count is somewhere between 60,000 and 80,000 words. That's the count. Now, that sounds daunting in itself, but if you grab your calculator and divide 60,000 by 365 days, you'll discover that you'll need 165 words every day of the year, and that'll give you 60,225 words, or a complete manuscript. So that sounds way more doable to me, and I hope to you as well. Not that I want you writing every day of the year, but I hope you can see how some basic understanding of the logistics actually makes a huge difference to how doable this whole project looks. When I wrote my first book, 8.5 Steps to Writing Faster, Better, I made just about every mistake possible. For a while, I wrote every single day. Bad idea. I also wrote on one master document. Also a bad idea. I didn't have any support or accountability. really, really bad idea. And I hadn't even set a deadline for myself. Incredibly bad idea. Anyways, I managed to get it out of me and do the work involved in self-editing and sending it off to a copy editor and finding a print-on-demand publisher and producing the whole thing. And it was a long, difficult process. It took me far longer than it really should have, but I got it done. And about 6 months ago, the idea for another book popped into my head. I tried to ignore it for a while, but it just wouldn't go away. And then I thought, what about creating a group of people who could work together on their own separate books? Apart from anything else, it would make the whole enterprise so much more fun. It would give us all that crucial sense of support and accountability. Here's the thing that I have learned relatively recently. You can't do things with willpower alone. Let me repeat that. You can't do things with willpower alone. What you really need are habits. The thing is, willpower always runs out. Habits, however, get stronger with time. So that's the idea behind my Write a Book with Me program, and here's how it'll work. There will be an absolute maximum of 25 people in the group, and maybe far fewer than that. As I said before, you can't join simply by paying the fee. You'll have to fill out an application form convincing me you have the necessary time and commitment to succeed. I'm really only interested in working with people who are determined to succeed, because you know what? It's going to make me look bad if you don't succeed. So I want to work with people who are going to succeed. It'll also include accountability. We'll all be required, and I'm including myself in this, to commit to producing a certain number of words each day for 5 days a week. I will expect every participant in this group to email me personally 5 days a week reporting in the number of words they wrote on that particular day, and I will publish that on my website. So that's big time accountability. Not only will I see it, but all my subscribers will have the potential of seeing it. And if I don't hear from you each day, then I will pester you with emails and phone calls. I will become the most unbearable nag. My children could tell you about that. Vital information will also be part of the program. I'll be holding at least one webinar every month, except for August. And in some months, I'll hold more than one if it seems necessary. For sure, there will be two in October, because I think I'll need to provide some extra support as this program starts. If you aren't able to attend the webinar, then you'll be able to get it via recording. So in the application form, I'm going to ask everybody to tell me their preferred times for recordings, and I will try to select the one that will work for the largest number of people. I imagine that there will be some people that we just won't be able to find a time that will work for them. And if it doesn't work for you, you'll be able to receive a recording. One other thing I'll consider is having them at different times periodically, so that if there's a certain time of day or week that doesn't work for you, then and that happens to be the time we've ended up picking for the webinar, then I'll hold some at other times, and that should work for you. You'll also have some group support. I have a membership form on my website, and you'll be able to post questions there of me or of anyone else in the group. You're also always welcome to email me privately at any time. Further to the one-on-one advice thing, everyone who participates in the course will have two one-on-one coaching sessions with me of 45 minutes each, at your convenience, scheduled at some point throughout the year. So that is something that you and I will have to negotiate at points in our schedule that'll work for each of us. The idea of support is so important to book writing that I don't think I can provide quite enough for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to assign everyone a writing buddy from someone else in the group. And I'll expect you to check in with this writing buddy at least once a week. Now, depending on your own preferences, you may want to connect with this person more often than that. But the minimum required is once a week. And you can do this by phone or email, depending on what you prefer, whatever works better for you. Finally, the thing I call the secret sauce, I will give you access to the names, emails, and phone numbers of copy editors, graphic artists, printers, web developers, shopping cart providers that I've worked with and that I'm 100% happy with. So you will have access to my Rolodex. And I think some of you, particularly if you're going to be self-publishing, will find that extraordinarily useful. Now, I imagine at this point some of you are thinking, well, this sounds well and good, but how much of my time is this going to take? So here's the answer. I will require you to pick 5 consecutive days of the week. I don't care which days those are. I know I'm going to pick Thursday to Monday for my writing days. And you're going to need to write for 30 minutes on each of those days. I strongly suggest you do it first thing in the morning, although that's not a requirement, but it's my heartfelt suggestion. And that means your total time commitment will be 2.5 hours per week. As I mentioned on my my website, I'll allow everyone in the class 3 weeks of holidays per year. So what that means is essentially you'll be writing 5 days a week, 49 weeks a year, which amounts to 245 days. Now, if you can eke out 250 words on each of those days, kind of the length of a typical email, in my view, you'll have 61,000 words or a complete manuscript by the end of the year. I realize it's hard to visualize the math when I'm just kind of blathering away like that. So if you have any questions arising out of this, when I move to the question and answer period, you're welcome to ask me some more questions about this. Now, I know some of you will have research that you'll need to do as part of the book writing process. And if you haven't finished your research, or if you have a whole bunch of it to do, that will be on top of the regular writing time. And as a time management suggestion, I suggest you do your writing first thing in the morning, and any extra work that's required associated with your book, I suggest you schedule it later in the day. But everybody's going to be different. I don't know how much research you're going to need to do to finish your project. So if you haven't finished the research, you're going to have to calculate how much of your time that will take and look at your own schedule and determine whether or not you are actually going to be able to participate in this group. And in the application form, I ask some questions about research. And if you do have a significant amount of research to do, I strongly suggest you think very, very carefully about it and whether, in fact, you have the time to do this project. Now, I've been upfront about the cost in the marketing materials I've done for this project, but just to review that, the early bird price for the course for the program is $999. After September 25th, it will rise by 25%. I've set the price this way for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's going to take a fair chunk of my own time. You're going to have to email me 5 days a week. I'm going to record the number of words you produce. I'm doing this manually this time. If I don't hear from you, I'm going to have to track you down. You'll also get some one-on-one time with me, access to email from me, and the webinar, which will be happening at least once a month. You'll also have access to my forum, which I will stay on top of, and I'll be answering any questions there generally within 24 hours. The other reason for the price is that I have found over time that people take things way more seriously when they spend money on them. And I want you to take your book very seriously. Okay, here's the final question I want to address, which is who should take this course? If you want to apply, I think it's important for you to have a strong idea about the book or project you want to complete. By the way, I know there are several students on this call who want to write a thesis, and I just want to say that's perfectly fine. I think that's a great project. The anticipated length fits in well with the length required for a book. And if there's more than one student, then I will match them together as writing buddies, and I think that would work very well. Mainly, however, I'm looking for people who are highly motivated and determined. Writing a book isn't as hard as you think, but it's not easy either. And if you really want to get this project done, this program will really help put your feet to the fire. Okay, so now I'm going to have to figure out how to unmute you. Just let me look at my notes again. And then you're welcome to ask me any questions you have.
Conference unmuted.
Okay, so you should all be able to speak up now. If anyone has any questions, fire away, and I will do my best to answer them.
Eve here. So I have a question about, and it's maybe, maybe this is a question for a later webinar, but I have an idea of the book. I pretty much, you know, I've done the research, but I don't have what I would think of as not an outline, because I know I don't need an outline, but some sense of where the beginning and the middle and the end are, if that makes sense.
Yes, that does.
So what are your thoughts on just, you know, pick a place and start? What's the, you know, how much, I guess what I'm asking is how much preparation beforehand. And not so much on the research, but on the structure of the book.
Right.
Is important.
Yeah, great question. I don't think it's important to have any of that kind of work done. That will actually be part of the process that I will be covering explicitly in one of the first webinars. So what I'd like is if you're applying to the program, you need to know what you want to write the book about, but you don't have to have any concept of it much beyond that. I will spend a fair chunk of time at the beginning, and that's part of the reason why I'm going to schedule two webinars in October, to help everyone map out how they can approach the book. You're quite right when you say that this is separate from research. It is separate from research. And it will be important to have had some, not all necessarily, but some of the research done so you kind of understand the general scope of what you're trying to do. But the logistics of that is certainly something that I will cover in the first or maybe second webinar. So don't worry about that. You're not behind if you haven't really conceptualized the chapter titles or even the scope of the book yet. You need a topic idea. And you need the intent to write a book, but that's about it. Does that answer your question?
I've got that.
Good.
Yes, thank you.
Great. Any other questions from anyone?
This is Chris from Chicago.
Hi.
Are we limited to nonfiction?
No, you're not. I have to be honest with you. I am not a fiction expert myself. I've never written fiction, but you know what? I'm not going to play editor to these books. I mean, for the first five people, I'll give you feedback. I'm a serious reader. I read a lot of fiction. So, you know, I'm happy to do that. But the book can be about anything you want, fiction, nonfiction. I don't think it matters.
Okay.
Good.
Daphne, this is Ange. And I'm just curious when, you know, you said the first five people, et cetera, say, mm-hmm. Some of us are not those first five people.
Yeah.
What does the consulting include when there are challenges with us? We've hit a roadblock where the research doesn't match our vision, et cetera, et cetera. What kind of support would be available?
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, you'll have your writing buddy. So that would be the first place I expect you should turn when you run into any kind of predicament. If you have a specific question about something, and just let me try to think of an example here. So let's say you've decided to write a book about, I'm trying to pull a topic out of the air here as I stare out my window, about global warming. And then you discover some research that shows that, you know, it needs to go in a slightly different direction. If you can't figure out how to make that switch yourself, talk to your buddy. If you can't sort that out with your buddy, post something on the forum, because then it would go not only to me, but to the wider group of people. And, you know, I'm an experienced editor and writer, and I think I'm pretty smart, but I don't pretend to have all the answers to all questions. So I think it's good to share things like that with a wider group of people who are also involved in the process of writing a book. And then if it's a really serious issue, you do have 2 one-on-one sessions with me. So you might choose to make one of those one-on-one sessions focused entirely on that question, particularly if it's one that's urgent to you. So those are the kinds of things that you could do to deal with the type of issue I think you're talking about. Does that make sense, Ange?
It does. And the one-on-ones, they're an hour each?
45 minutes. But, you know, I'm not a clock watcher. I say 45 minutes because I invariably am willing to go over time, and so that at least keeps it to an hour usually.
Okay, got it.
Any other questions?
This is Mary from Portland. How does intellectual property work? I feel funny just sending out daily pieces of a book.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm not asking for the book. I'm just asking for the word count. So
okay.
Instead of sending me the chunk that you actually wrote, you'd email me and you'd say, Daphne, on Thursday, September 19th, I wrote 269 words. And then on Friday, September 20th, you'd email me and say, today I wrote 321 words. And then on Saturday, September 21st, if you're choosing to write on Saturdays, you'd say, today I wrote 251 words. You know, so I just want the word count. And then I'm going to post that on my website.
Oh.
So what it does is it makes you publicly accountable for producing X number of words. So there's no, I don't think there's any concern about intellectual property in that at all. Does that make sense?
And what are the webinar's topics? Was that in the marketing that I read a while ago, or is that?
Sorry, I missed your question.
What would the webinar topics be? Probably?
Oh, yeah, they'll vary from month to month. The early ones will be, first of all, about setting the framework for your book. So that will probably be the first one. And I have some infrastructure that I developed in writing my own first book that I will share with everyone and that I'll suggest you use, and some ways of approaching the tasks of writing every day. And as we get later into the process, I'll be giving you some advice on self-editing for those who want to start down that road as well.
Do you ever provide speakers on any of the webinars?
That's a very interesting question. You know, I hadn't thought of that, but if the group is anxious for that, yes, that would be something I'd be happy to do.
Okay, great. Thank you. Daphne, this is Virginia. You mentioned that this is a commitment of writing 30 minutes a day.
Yeah. 5 days a week.
Research is on top of that. Is editing on top of that, or is editing part of those 30 minutes?
That partly depends on how productive you are. I strongly suggest that no one edit until they've been writing for at least 2 months. And if you want to start editing at that point, that should be done at a different time from your writing time. So that would be extra. If you're a very fast, very productive writer, you could well finish the manuscript in 6 months, and at that point you could start editing during the writing time. So it really depends in part on how fast and efficient a writer you are.
And we do all our own editing?
Well, yes. I mean, everybody needs to self-edit their own manuscript regardless. I mean, that's just the way it works in the world. And then once you have achieved a rough draft that you're reasonably happy with, then you will need to consider hiring a copy editor. You know, I've been a professional writer for 30 years, and I hired a copy editor for my own book because everybody needs an editor.
We hire a copy editor, you say?
Yes, you would need to if you want to self-publish. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering if this is quite what I need. I have been writing for a long time, and I have, I'm writing, I know what I want to write. I'm writing a memoir kind of book mm-hmm. about my daughter, and I have 52,695 words.
Good
and
for
I
you.
Do self-edit, and I just don't know if this is really what I need. Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe I don't?
Well, if you have a manuscript and if you've had the discipline to be able to produce, what did you say, 50,000 plus words mm-hmm. so far already,
right.
maybe this is not the right thing for you. It sounds as though you might be better off simply hiring a copy mm-hmm. editor.
Simply what?
Hiring a copy editor.
Well, that's what I sort of think I mm-hmm. need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of
inside. Yeah.
That might be my okay.
Yeah, that might make more sense for you. Everybody's different, and
right.
and as I said, this course is aimed specifically at people who want to produce a manuscript or a thesis, and or rewrite a manuscript or a thesis. If you have a manuscript that you're reasonably happy with, and you just need some work done on it, you're better off hiring a copy editor. I think.
Okay, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Mary from Portland again.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I'm writing about my body of work in planning and strategic work with the public sector.
Right.
I was asked by clients to write a book a few years ago, which seemed completely ludicrous to me. And now I have broken the project down into a workbook and a book. Mentally, because I run seminars and I can grasp workbook segments of things and workshops. I inform, I do that as part of my work.
Right.
Is there one form of this that is most appropriate? So I have been working on that because it seems less daunting, but
mm-hmm.
It would be most appropriate for a book or a workbook segment of this project. That I'm on.
So you're asking if this program would be more suitable to a work or a workbook?
To a book,
uh-huh.
A nonfiction book or workbook.
My guess is probably the book, just because which project daunts you more? The book?
The book.
Yeah, I would say the book then, because that's the big benefit of this program is that it's going to give you support and accountability. And for that reason, I would be inclined to pick the most daunting thing and use that support and accountability to get that one accomplished. Does that make sense?
It does. My daughter and my computer guy would like to help edit. Said you should write the book and then let the workbook come out, but I just can't seem to think that way. So anyway, that was my question. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. I think this is a really good program for anyone who feels that they just can't quite do something that they really, really want to do. Because what it's going to do is give you structure and give you some accountability. And that can make a huge difference to most people.
Mm-hmm. Daphne, this is Deb from Nanaimo.
Yeah.
And first of all, thank you very much for your publication coach program and for hosting this webinar today. This is really helpful.
Oh, good.
My circumstances are a little bit different, perhaps. I've got a manuscript that's almost finished,
mm-hmm.
and due to traumatic life circumstances, I haven't been able to get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really want to finish it,
mm-hmm.
and I've got a couple of projects for another book project. So I'm wondering if the program would be able to help me move through and finish what's in process and then begin another
project.
Do you have any idea how many words left you need to write to finish your...
I've probably got about 15,000 words left to write.
15,000.
And
okay.
I don't feel comfortable disclosing
yeah, that's
my
fine.
Situation.
Yeah.
So I can email you privately or explain it.
Yeah, no, I just needed the number. So 15,000
yeah.
words. And your next project, is that also a book or is it a...
It will be a book, yeah.
Okay, all right.
The first one is under contract.
Okay.
I managed to get an extension for it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be fine. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I think it's important to finish what you've started. And the thing about this is that it really will give you accountability, and it sounds like that's what you need.
I think, yeah, and the structure, I think,
mm-hmm.
will be really helpful.
Yes, yeah.
As I say, I'm really blocked with... trauma, and
mm-hmm.
I just can't make myself go and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
So I'm working through it, but I don't want to sound like I'm some kind of, you know, helpless case.
No,
but,
that's okay.
It's been really challenging, and I actually wrote something for the first time, just a testimonial for a website. Actually, I've written two small things, but I just can't. Can't get there. I can't make myself sit down and start and pick up where I left off.
Right, right. No, I think this would be very, very helpful to you. And I don't have a problem. You can do your 15,000 words and then start on the next 60,000 on a different book.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
That's great. I know I'll get there.
Yeah, yeah. I know you well too.
Organized program here sounds good.
Good. Okay. Any other questions?
Stephanie, this is Kathy in, I'm in Calgary, but I'm from Nanaimo.
Okay.
I'm one of the dissertation people, a student, and I guess my question is, I mean, I do struggle with the discipline part and the
mm-hmm.
and challenges with a little bit of trauma about my writing.
Yeah.
But I'm will be in the process of doing research data collection in the new year,
mm-hmm.
and I am writing this fall, and I should be developing a regular habit of writing.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering how this process will work in a process like this where I haven't got my data
mm-hmm.
to write about at this point, but I've got other things that I could be writing.
Yeah. So what's the word count on your thesis? Is it 60,000?
I have no idea.
You know, I get so irritated because I have kids in university now, and professors never talk in terms of number of words. They talk in number of pages, which I think is so imprecise. But
yes, it's true.
Yeah.
So I think I would expect my thesis to probably be 5 chapters and maybe 25 to 30 pages per chapter.
Okay, so 25 times 5.
So, I mean, it could be 300 pages. It could be anywhere from 200 to 300 pages, depending on how verbose I am.
Yeah, yeah. So I think a thesis, based on that, my estimate is 40,000 words or so. I think the thing is, I don't think you need to have all your research complete to be able to sign up for this program.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have something to start writing about from the beginning. That's what you
mm-hmm.
need. You need to have the room to be able to start writing. And then as you accumulate your data, that's fine. Then you can start writing about that. But, so when will your data collection be complete?
Based on the methodology that I'm using, there's actually two stages. It's more or less emergent design. So you start writing about the data or writing based on the data from the second week that you are collecting. But I do expect my data collection to be completed by the end of June next
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So June 2014. Yeah. So that would give you, I think that gives you plenty of time to be able to finish writing the thesis within the
mm-hmm.
year time frame. So, yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that at all. So that sounds
okay.
fine to me. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Great.
I have one other small question.
Yes.
What happens if the rhythm of the year changes and you want to change your 5 days of writing?
Oh, that's fine. That's
fine.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
I figured it would be.
Yeah, yeah. You just need to tell me what your 5 days are, and if that ever changes,
right.
that's fine. You just need to tell me what the change is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes. This is Abby in California, and my question is regarding the application process. Is there a writing sample that you need, or what are you using to determine people's eligibility to actually participate?
Yeah, no, I don't need to see any writing samples. It's not about your writing skill. It's more about your level of determination and your commitment to the time required. So I have an application form, and I will be, when I email out the recording to this call, which I'll be doing within an hour of the end of it, I'll also be emailing you the link to the application form. So it's very straightforward, very simple. So just, if you're interested, just fill it out. And then I will promise to respond within 24 hours. And assuming you're accepted in the course, then I will send you an invoice by PayPal. So quite straightforward,
okay.
Quite easy. So you'll get the link in the email I'm going to send around an hour after this call.
Okay, so then when we have our writing partners, that person is meant to just kind of help us with our accountability, and it's not really feedback on the writing per se.
Correct. Correct.
Any of this.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Any
okay.
Other questions?
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is actually a couple. This is Liz in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering about, you said something about there's a website where you're going to post questions that the group may have, that members of the group may have. Is it a closed website that is open only to the class, or is it just going on your blog?
Oh, no, there is a membership portion of my website, and so if you apply for this program and are accepted into it, you will be given access to the membership forum, and only other members will see those comments and questions. So it's not a general forum. It's a limited forum to people who are also signed up. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
My other question.
Step out. Bye-bye.
Sorry, your other question?
My other question is regarding feedback.
Mm-hmm.
If the writing buddy is not expected to give feedback,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving feedback just to the first five registrants,
mm-hmm.
Is there any way that, I guess really the kind of class I'm looking for is where we can give each other feedback and responses to what we write. Most of the writing classes that I've heard of or read about are you try to give, like, you kind of critique a piece that's read,
mm-hmm.
and but not in a nasty or personal way.
Yeah.
But, you know, rather, you know, these are the things I like about it. These are the, you know, there
mm-hmm.
might be one or two things I don't like about it. I might have questions about, this isn't clear to me.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that that kind of feedback is really useful.
We all have different worldviews about things. So let me tell you my belief about those kinds of courses. I have some difficulty with them, because the thing is, if you have someone who is very articulate, then their comments about your writing may be very persuasive. But there is no guarantee that the person who's able to make articulate comments about your writing is actually terribly knowledgeable about what amounts to good writing or effective writing. And so that person may have a lot of sway on you, and who knows what their qualifications are. So I think it's you're generally better off doing self-editing and sharing your manuscript with hand-picked colleagues and friends whose knowledge and opinion you know well and you can trust, and then ultimately hiring a professional copy editor to do a copy edit on it. The risk about courses where you're getting feedback from other classmates is that you don't know what expertise those classmates have. And you might be moved to change something just because someone is able to express their view in a particularly articulate way. And yet their view may be inept. It may be wrong. It may be misguided. So I don't like those kinds of workshops, classes myself. And I don't encourage people to take them either. But of course, you know, you're all welcome to do whatever it is you find most helpful. But that's the reason why I'm kind of biased against those classes. I think you're better off sharing a manuscript only with people whose judgment and expertise you know and you can trust.
Right.
So,
okay, thank you.
Good. Any other questions?
Yes, Stephanie, this is May from Ohio, and I have a question for you about the word count that you mentioned at the beginning of the seminar.
Yeah.
You said an average book is about 60,000 to 80,000 words.
Right.
I'm interested to know your thoughts on someone who is planning to write a book that has a word goal that's significantly longer than that.
Oh, significantly longer.
The main reason I ask that is because I recently finished the manuscript of a book where my word goal was 170,000 words.
Wow.
And I got that word goal. I actually overshot it. And I'm in the process of editing it now, and part of that is cutting a lot of the text. But if I were going to move on to, let's say, another book where I had a similarly large word goal, what would you think of that in general, and how do you think that would interact with this project, I guess?
So if you've written books previously with that many words, I'm guessing that you're a very fast, effective writer. Is that a correct guess?
Yes. When I started out, I was doing, like you mentioned, around 300 words a day, and then I'm up to now easily 1,000 a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah. So, you know, I like to set modest goals that even people who are new to the process can very much achieve. Given your experience, I don't see any problem in you achieving more challenging goals. So I have no problem with that. You know, you can set your own goal for the number of words you're prepared to write a day. I would like to see everybody achieve no fewer than 250 words a day. But if you're able to produce 1,000 words a day, that's terrific. And, you know, set a more more challenging goal. I think that would be great. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. I need to hang up now. But I'll look forward to the it's Deb from Nanaimo. I'll look forward to
recording and application.
The recording, yes.
Great. Okay. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No? All right. Well, I think what I'm going to do so that this recording isn't filled with lots of blank spaces is I'm going to wrap up. Oh, sorry. Another question?
The secret sauce, copy editors, self-publishing, et cetera.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit more about that part? I definitely have been noodling around on things for a while, and I'm interested in, you know, shopping this thing as soon as I'm done with it.
Yes. Yeah. So I self-published my own book, and I've worked with a lot of different suppliers over the years. I know the good ones from the bad ones, and I have some individual names I can highly recommend. And anyone who's a part of this course will have access to those names, the emails, the phone numbers, etc. And I found a very reliable print-on-demand publisher, and I can highly recommend them as well. And it's not as easy as I thought initially to find a good print-on-demand publisher, because one of the things you have to be concerned about is the quality of the print job. And when I collected quotes for this, I was so surprised by the company I ended up using, because they were so much cheaper than everyone else. I worried about the quality of their work. So I did a bunch of due diligence on that and contacted a half dozen of their clients, and they were all thrilled with them. So I started using them as well, and they were cheaper than anyone else. And they've been absolutely fantastic. The quality of their work is excellent. They are the most pleasant people to deal with. So, you know, I have the kind of experience, I guess, that I not only know about quality, but I also can relate that to price. And I know kind of the standard rates you should be paying for a copy editor. What's too little? What's too much? Ditto for designers, shopping carts, all of that stuff. So I'm happy to share all of that information with anyone who signs up for the program. Does that answer your question?
It's very helpful. And would these references be useful in, you know, the West Coast, for example? That's what I'm trying to, it's like, shoot, but they're going to be local folks. So does that matter?
You know what? The world is a lot smaller now. But with computers and phones, I don't think it actually matters. And the publisher, the printer I'm using is on the West Coast, for instance, but they ship anywhere in the world. So even if you live on the East Coast, I don't think that matters. And likewise for copy editors, you know, you can talk to them on the phone, you can exchange email with them. It doesn't matter really where they live.
Okay, so since I've been working on this a while, I've been looking for a developmental editor, as I kind of came up with for a while. But can you just share a little bit about the copy editor cost as I budget this out over the next year? So what does, because I definitely would need a copy editor.
Right. Well, everybody needs a copy editor, in my view.
Yeah. Not too much or too little. I'm trying to do my budget on this.
So you're, I tell you what, why don't you email me and I'll look up the last invoices I have from my, copy editor and I can tell you what she charges. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
I put the time and money budget. Thank you.
Okay, great. Any other questions? All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wrap up this call. If anything else occurs to you, you're welcome to email me privately. My email is daphne@publicationcoach.com, and Daphne is spelled D-A-P-H-N-E. And I'll respond to your email within 24 hours, and I'm going to send out the recording of this call and the link to the application form by 2 p.m. Pacific, so just over an hour from now. Okay, thank you so much for all being here today, and I look forward to seeing some of you in this program. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.